Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Strong weather hit the Southwest, and at least 5 people are now dead, even more injured. South Carolina, Georgia, Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, all slammed by weather, and some tornadoes possibly throughout that region. Thousands are still without power. We're joined by Derek Becker now with South Carolina Emergency Management. Derek, can you give us a sense of how severe these storms were?
Good morning. Well, we have gotten reports from county emergency management directors throughout the state in various counties and all regions, really. Trees down, trees on houses, a number of homes destroyed. It looks like the hardest hit area appears to be in the York County area near Charlotte, North Carolina. So we have deployed some state resources, but at this point, it appears the local jurisdictions are able to handle the response, but we're standing by to help them if they need it.
Did you know this was coming? Did the forecasts let you prepare?
Yes. We had reports yesterday from Mississippi and Alabama. We knew the system was coming. That's why we stay in close contact with the National Weather Service. Obviously, the weather is a huge part of what we do. We have a very good team that works together from the local areas on up to our federal partners. And so we were pretty prepared, but this time of year, unfortunately, in South Carolina, we do get severe weather like this. We've had tornadoes every month of the year historically.
All right, so we're speaking with Derek Becker of South Carolina Emergency Management. So what's the forecast going forward? Is the worst of it passed?
That's what we're hoping for. I think the last forecast that we saw here was that it was going to clear out this afternoon. That will enable the workers to continue to clean up some of the affected areas. But unfortunately, the weather can be rather unpredictable in this state.
So if you were going to speak to the people in South Carolina, maybe who are without power, what kind of message can you give them at this point?
At this time, if you need some assistance, you can go to your local fire station. We always encourage people to be prepared for whatever weather that the state may be affected by. We have some severe weather like we typically see in the spring that occurred last night. But like I said before, we always want people to be prepared for whatever emergencies their areas may face.
How much of the state of South Carolina was actually hit?
We're still getting reports in from our counties. We had tornado watches and warnings in effect that just as the system was going through, you could see it pop up basically all the way from the northern part of the state to the coastline.
That's Derek Becker. He's with South Carolina Emergency Management. Last question for you, Derek. You say that this kind of weather is normal for this time of year, so this wasn't a particularly bad storm?
This was a particularly bad storm. We're still waiting on the National Weather Service to confirm any tornado touchdowns, but when we have reports of deaths, when we have reports of injuries, certainly that's something that we do not ever want to see, and we're not used to seeing that type from a severe weather storm, but this was a pretty significant event.
Derek Becker is with South Carolina Emergency Management. Derek, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Talking about storms that hit the southeast, South Carolina, also Georgia, Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi. 5 people died and dozens more were injured.